From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Selecting a nominee, I sought to find an American of grace, judgment, and unwavering devotion to the Constitution and laws of our country. Aaron Myers is just such a person.
If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong and to help ensure that the courts meet their obligations to strictly apply the laws and the Constitution.
We've seen a past pattern where people without a set judicial philosophy go on the bench and veer left over time. I need to know what's the basis of his view that that will not happen in this nominee.
These militants are not just the enemies of America or the enemies of Iraq. They are the enemies of Islam and the enemies of humanity.
American values should win against all others in any war of ideas, and we can't let prisoner abuse tarnish our image.
But to require that no one can use a means of interrogation that's not listed in advance. When we're involved in a war on terror, we're dealing with terrorists, is wrong.
The New York City Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have received information which indicates that the city's subway system may be the target of a terrorist attack in the coming days.
And I don't call myself an evacuee. I don't call myself a Katrina survivor. I call myself a New Orleans. I'm not going to abandon the city. I'm not going to let the city purge me out.
Government is doing all what is necessary to get the relief to these people. The terrain is difficult. Access is not easy. We are lucky the winter season hasn't set in yet fully. So we're trying to get blankets, tents, food, water, medicine.